with traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We thank you for tuning in to a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And we've had a good start to the show, fun last hour, and we'll continue it here with our number two. Beautiful sunny day, a bit on the warm side, just like yesterday and just like tomorrow, too. We've got a full look at the weather forecast coming up here, as well as traffic to get you home safely, and that's coming up here. We start with our top three stories on a busy Wednesday, starting in Hoover, Alabama, where police today revealed new details about the mysterious disappearance and then reappearance of Alabama woman Carly Russell, who went missing last week after making a 911 call reporting she had seen a toddler walking alongside the highway on July 13th. Police found her car, but no trace of Russell or a child. She returned to her parents' home days later unharmed. Today, police say that Russell claimed she was abducted when she went to check on the child, but they have not been able to verify her story.
On July 11th at 7:30 a.m., the term you have to pay for an Amber Alert was searched. On July 13th at 1:03 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term how to take money from a register without being caught was searched. On July 13th at 2:13 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term Birmingham bus station was searched.
And she also, according to the police, searched about the film Taken, of course, starring Liam Neeson as well. So pretty interesting facts released by the police today. Another one, the police say that after initially interviewing Russell after she was found safe and then she was checked out at the hospital, they didn't, out of respect to her and wanting her to rest, they didn't press her too hard on the facts. Since then, they have not been able to speak with her. So, not saying that they're not cooperating, just that they haven't been given the opportunity because she's, quote, not ready. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I mean, if you watch the press conference or just hearing that, you can kind of tell where this is going. But police right now, still very much an active investigation. Also today, two IRS whistleblowers who claim the Justice Department interfered with the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden testified at the White House or at the House hearing today, including Joseph Ziegler, a gay man and a Democrat who worked for the IRS for over a decade. And here in Pensacola, over 30 tenants at the Pines and Warrington apartments are now scrambling for answers and trying to find somewhere to live after suddenly receiving eviction notices yesterday.
I think they should pay for my move. You know, and the other 30 families that are being affected with children. School's going to start soon. This is ridiculous.
So, yeah, she talked to Channel 3. According to their report, the tenants received a letter from Pensacola law firm Tidwell & Associates that said that last month's severe weather made their apartments uninhabitable and cited force majeure, a provision that frees parties from obligation due to an extraordinary event such as severe weather. The residents told they have 14 days to leave. Some, if not all, are now looking for legal counsel to see what can be done. Just a tough situation there. 515 437-1620 is the phone number. Give us your thoughts on that. Anything else that we talk about this hour? Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we do have an accident on throughout Gulf Breeze and Gulf Breeze proper. That's going to be a small accident westbound on Gulf Breeze proper right next to the Gulf Breeze High School. So it is backing things up just a little bit. We do have authorities on scene. Hopefully it'll get cleared up quickly, but that is slowing things down going through Gulf Breeze proper. Other than that, we're looking pretty good with just typical afternoon delays. If you see anything out of the ordinary, give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have extremely high temperatures all throughout the week. Dry, though, really no chances of rain all the way throughout the rest of this work week. Heat advisory in effect for tonight until 7 p.m. with a low of 77 tonight and mostly clear skies. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, 92 in Milton with a heat index of 99. This traffic and weather is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some more local headlines, Scambia Sheriff and the State Medical Examiner now investigating after a man's body was found at the Johnson Lakes apartment this afternoon. Deputies and EMS went there at about 1 o'clock. The Sheriff's Office says foul play not suspected. Santa Rosa County leaders unveiling their proposed budget for the next fiscal year.
It is $250.8 million. It's only up $1.5 million from last year. And the reason for the little uptick is that our ARPA funding is not in the fiscal year 24 budget because it ended this year.
That's County Budget Director Jane Nicholas, who says general fund revenues increased by $14.2 million. A vast majority of that additional property taxes. And Nicholas says, just like everyone else, expenses are up too. One big new one is the property taxes that are now due on that new $44 million courthouse. Escambia County School Board is at least considering the possibility of making changes to the public comment portion of their meetings. With recent hot-button issues such as book bans and the firing and hiring of superintendents, many meetings over the last several months have dragged well into the night. Board member Kevin Adams says it never goes well, though, when entities try to limit the public opportunity to speak.
Right. There's okay. Legal and there's political.
Yep.
And I tell you, I would not be in favor of limiting these speakers we have. I think they got a right to come here and talk and stay until they get done.
So ultimately, no action taken yesterday, but some of the ideas that were discussed include moving public forum to the end, allowing for 30 minutes at the beginning, or just keeping it as is. Finally, starting tomorrow, Unite Gulf Coast is partnering with local churches and Feeding the Gulf Coast to host a food distribution event. There are four local sites that will host those distributions tomorrow through Saturday. It'll be 12:30 to 3:30 each day. Those locations are the Olive Baptist Church Warrington Campus, Greater Little Rock Baptist Church, Milton High School, as well as Emmanuel Baptist Church in Pace. Unite Gulf Coast officials say they'll distribute 65,000 pounds of food across the three-day event. So that's a look at our local news today. 519, we'll take a quick break, come back with a look at our state headlines on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Happy Wednesday. Hope you've had a wonderful day so far and looking to finish off the week strong. We are here and the weather looks really good. Gracie will have an update on that coming up here in just a moment. And a quick check of the roads too. So we talked about the top of the show, this weird story in Alabama. Carly Russell, who went missing, and you know, a lot of people posting on social media when she went missing, and you know, you understand why, of course. And so we got a lot more information from the police today talking about the facts of the case and what basically a timeline from the time that Carly was reported missing up until when she came back. And it seems to be pointing in the direction of was made up. That's where it's heading. Now, no charges have been filed against her, and a big reason for that. Now, police say that, hey, look, we're still very much investigating. We've got things in the works here, but Carly Russell only spoke to us the one time after she was found safe. So we're glad she's safe, but, you know, there's just a lot of questions about here, and we have not been afforded the opportunity to speak to her again. This was a snippet of the news conference earlier today.
On July 13th at 12:10 p.m., a search for the movie Taken, a film about abduction, was conducted. There were two searches related to Amber Alerts on a computer at Carly's place of employment, including one regarding the maximum age of an Amber Alert.
It was also searches on her phone history about looking up times for Birmingham bus station, more information on Amber Alerts, and the story that she gave investigators that was relayed today to the media about her supposed abduction was very, I would say, sensational, and that they have not been able to find any evidence whatsoever of this. Also, they tracked her phone when she was on the line with 911, where she said that she was tracking this baby or young toddler down the freeway or highway. About 600 yards was the distance that she would have gone, based on where, how you know, the phone and just tracing that. And the police chief was like, I don't know about you. I'm not aware of any young toddler that would have managed 600 yards without kind of meandering or, you know, falling, crying, walking off into the road, things like that. So there's just a lot of things that are not adding up, a lot of questions that are unanswered that Carly Russell just isn't, whether it's because she doesn't want to talk to the police because she's just, you know, trying to get over whatever she feels happened, or that she's intentionally avoiding the police because all of this is coming onto her right now.
Yeah.
So that was a big story happening around the world today. And now I've completely gone past traffic and weather. So, Gracie, what's it looking like out there?
Well, our roads are looking pretty good. We just have one area that you need to watch out for. That's going to be 98 throughout Gulf Breeze proper. Small accident there on the west, in the westbound direction, right across the street from the Gulf Breeze Elementary and High School. So expect some slowdowns going throughout Gulf Breeze proper. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. Of course, Windhaven Beach westbound is going to be showing delays. See anything else, give a call to the traffic line. And weather, nothing's going on besides it's really hot out. Heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tonight with a low of 77 tonight with partly cloudy skies. It's going to be hot all week. And it's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together. Real quick, a state headline here. The National Hurricane Center in Miami is tracking a new tropical wave near the coast of Africa. So the system is located a few hundred miles off of Cabo Verde Islands and producing showers and thunderstorms over the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters are giving it a 20% chance of developing over the next 7 days as it heads towards the Caribbean.
Florida Department of Law Enforcement marking 1 year of the Florida Purple Alert program since its inception last July. 255 Purple Alerts have been issued. 250 people have been recovered. Similar to Amber and Silver Alerts, the program helps to find missing adults suffering from mental, cognitive, and/or developmental disabilities.
Also, it's now up to the federal judge to decide if a law targeting certain foreign land buyers can stand. The judge heard arguments yesterday from the state and those challenging the Senate Bill 264. The law says that Chinese citizens who are not U.S. citizens or permanent U.S. residents are limited on how much land that they can buy. Plaintiffs say that the law discriminates and violates federal law.
State Board of Education met today in Orlando. Lots of new curriculum rules being passed to ensure the schools are in line with new state laws. Education Commissioner Manny Diaz assuring you that nothing's being covered up or cut out of African American history classes.
We did add some stuff, but nothing was removed, including what we continue to say. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly in American history.
And the board also voting on rules banning students from using a bathroom that doesn't match their birth gender and barring teachers from asking students about their preferred pronouns as well. And finally, a federal judge temporarily blocking a Florida law that he believes violates the rights of drag performers. District Judge Gregory Presnell denied a motion requesting his previous ruling on the bill should only apply to the Hamburger Mary's restaurant in downtown Orlando, who originally filed the lawsuit. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. That's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A Republican-led House committee today heard testimony from two IRS whistleblowers who claimed the Justice Department interfered with the tax investigation of Hunter Biden. IRS Special Agent Joe Ziegler commenting today on Hunter Biden's misdemeanor plea deal.
The decision to bring felony counts against Hunter Biden was agreed to by both prosecutors and investigators.
Democrats say the hearing is just political theater.
Flash flood warnings issued across western Kentucky today after 4 to 6 inches of rain fell, with more in the forecast.
Water rescues have been needed in the town of Mayfield, and Fox Weather notes this town just dealt with an EF4 tornado a year and a half ago when 80 people were killed and 1,000 homes were destroyed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Pennsylvania. Authorities are searching for 2 children swept away by floodwaters. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of financial news out of Netflix after today's closing bell. The streaming giant reported surprising second quarter subscriber growth, a net 5.9 million adds, likely boosted by the streaming giant's password sharing crackdown. Per share earnings topped expectations, but revenue of $8.19 billion, though up 2.8% year over year, was a bit below analyst estimates. Its third quarter revenue projection also disappointed, and Netflix shares are sliding more than 7% in late trading. We also got quarterly results from IBM. The technology giant's profit exceeded analysts' expectations, but revenue of nearly $15.5 billion, virtually flat with the year-ago number, was a smidge shy of estimates. IBM shares little changed in extended trading. For the first time in nearly 4 years, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has an 8-day winning streak. The Dow Jones today rose 109 points, eclipsing the 35,000 mark. The S&P eked out a 10-point gain. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company and Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. Give Aaron Rodgers credit. He hasn't backed off from expectations since coming to New York. The Jets opened training camp today with hope that they can make their first Super Bowl run since Joe Namath. That might sound lofty, but Aaron Rodgers is clearly thinking about Tom Brady leaving New England and winning with the Bucs. He should be. You have to believe to win at that level. At least Rodgers has that belief part down. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe on News Radio 923. I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national headlines, a rundown of sports, and of course, some pop culture. We are looking pretty good on I-10/I-110, showing no delays, but we still have slowdowns going throughout Gulf Breeze proper. That's in the westbound direction due to an accident. Scene of the accident is going to be right near the Gulf Breeze High School and Gulf Breeze Elementary School, so keep that in mind. That is going to be slowing things down just a little bit as you're heading into Gulf Breeze proper and getting off of the Bob Sykes Bridge. If you see anything else on the roads, have any details, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we are going to get a rundown of what's going on from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The hot weather with rain-free conditions will be continuing. Advisories are posted once again for a Thursday. Highs are going to be up there, mid to low 90s, and those heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. So really not much of a chance for rain, but it looks like eventually we'll see a change. As we head into the weekend, we're expecting some scattered showers and thunderstorms. As for overnight lows, upper 70s to around 80. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national headlines here. Start with Congressman Matt Gaetz, who says he will introduce legislation to defund Jack Smith's investigation because of a lack of transparency and what he called the election interference feature.
They are attacking our democracy and engaging in election interference right now. And if the United States Congress does not have the capability to stop that election interference, well, then what is all the flowery oratory about preserving the republic?
And his announcement came just hours after Trump said he received a letter from Smith's Capitol riot investigation informing him that he's the target of a grand jury probe.
And speaking of Donald Trump, Donald Trump's lead over Ron DeSantis is dropping in New Hampshire. A University of New Hampshire survey shows that Trump is still commanding lead at 37%, but it's down 5 points from the April poll. So DeSantis is coming in at 23%, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is at 8%.
The mother of the U.S. soldier detained after crossing into North Korea without permission says she's shocked and just wants her son to come home. It was first reported yesterday Private Second Class Travis King crossed the heavily fortified border and was taken into custody.
The White House, Department of Defense, the State Department, and the U.N. are all continuing to work together on this matter.
That's Karine Jean-Pierre, White House spokeswoman. Now, since word of King's crossing came to light yesterday, it was revealed that he was released from a South Korean jail last week after serving 2 months on assault charges. He was expected to face military discipline after returning to the U.S.
Also, $25,000 is offered for information leading to an arrest in the shootings of the two Birmingham firefighters from last week. Governor Kate Ivey announced the increased reward money yesterday. 28-year-old Jordan Melton was killed, and a fellow firefighter, Jamal Jones, remains hospitalized in serious condition.
A piece of key evidence in the Gilgo Beach murders is now back in New York. The Chevy Avalanche that investigators say links suspect Rex Huerman to the Gilgo killings arrived at the Suffolk County Crime Lab this morning. The truck was transported from his brother's home in South Carolina.
Also in California, the new California effort to legalize magic mushrooms is moving forward. The Senate of the Secretary of State gave the all clear for the campaign to start gathering signatures. So nearly 547,000 are needed to get on the ballot, and volunteers are at work in every county. The initiative would not only let doctors prescribe the mushroom, but allow them to allow people to grow them for recreational use.
Interesting one there. Yeah. Sports headlines today. A lot of baseball games already in progress or final. Some of those scores include the Rangers beating the Rays 5-1, the Cardinals over the Marlins 6-4, the A's beat the Red Sox 6-5. A little bit later on, the Braves taking on the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 6:20. Only TV game tonight, the Padres and the Blue Jays, starts at 6:07. That's on ESPN+. Today. NFL training camp officially opening today. Rookies and veterans for the New York Jets open camp. They, along with the Cleveland Browns, are playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd. The Browns start camp on Friday, and then everybody else will be in camp starting next week. And the FIFA Women's World Cup kicks off early tomorrow morning. Co-host New Zealand takes on Norway in the first match starting at 2 a.m. The tournament's other co-host, Australia, will play in the second match at 5 a.m. U.S. Women's National Team, going for a three-peat, takes on Vietnam in their first match on Friday night. That's what's going on in the world of sports today. In health, business, and science, Meta is unveiling AI technology to rival ChatGPT. The tech giant's large language model will be available for free use, just like OpenAI's counterpart. The program Llama 2 is a joint effort with Microsoft.
Also, the National Air and Space Museum is showing off two new astronaut Barbies. The dolls were donated after returning from the International Space Station. They flew there last year as part of a mission to encourage young girls to pursue careers in space. Three other Barbies are also on display, including one that celebrates the moon landing.
Doctors say it's okay to wait for the weekend for a good heart workout if you're too busy during the week. The Journal of the American Medical Association study says people who work out during the weekend saw heart failure risk drop by 38% compared to 36% of regular exercisers. Doctors say the main message is adults should still get at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week.
Also, drug overdose deaths involving cocaine and opioids together are up this decade. So CDC report says that the rate of deaths from those drugs multiplied by seven from 2011 to 2021. The results showed that in 2021, nearly four in five drug overdose deaths that involved cocaine also involved an opioid.
Also, today is National Hot Dog Day, celebrating the staple of cookouts everywhere, so plenty of specials and deals to be found, including at retailers like Target. Also, restaurants like Sonic have their own deals, so make sure to check around.
Also, Netflix is ditching the cheapest basic free ad-free option. So the basic plan was $10 per month, and it didn't include any ads. This option is no longer available to rejoin or no more new members for this plan. Current subscribers to this plan won't be impacted unless they change their plan or cancel it. And this comes after the streaming giant began cracking down on password sharing.
5:45, get a quick check of the roads and weather, and then move on to our pop culture headlines.
Well, we're still seeing delays throughout Gulf Breeze proper. That's due to a small accident. The scene of the accident is going to be right across the street from Gulf Breeze Elementary School. So expect some delays going throughout Gulf Breeze proper in the westbound direction. I-10 and I-110 not causing any major delays throughout Pensacola, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you do see something slowing you down the roads, you have some details, just give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have a high of 94 for the rest of this day and a low of 77 for tonight with partly cloudy skies and a heat advisory till 7. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. So in pop culture news, players from around the country have a chance to win $1 billion jackpot in tonight's Powerball drawing. Meanwhile, there's no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing, pushing the jackpot to an estimated 7 $720 million.
Also, an investigation in Los Angeles after trees were trimmed at the spot where actors and writers planned to picket. Trees were trimmed on a street bordering Universal Studios last weekend, and some striking actors and writers believe it was done intentionally to discourage them from picketing by taking away their shade in the heat.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but...
You know what? I mean, it's labor negotiations, and you've got these ego-driven actors and writers and, you know, whoever else is on the other side. It's Hollywood. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's funny if it was true.
Yeah, for sure. I know you love a little bit of pettiness.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lot of it. Well, Jason Aldean is getting some backlash right now for a new video. So in May, he released a new song called Try That in a Small Town. It's about small town values clashing with urban protest. So in the new video for the song, the video came out on Friday. It already has been pulled from CMT programming. The video shows recent protest footage that includes people burning the American flag and attacking police. Jason Aldean posted a statement on his Twitter yesterday saying that since the video came out, he's being accused of being racist. So,
yeah, it's an interesting one there. Also, Taylor Swift will be mayor of Santa Clara for a weekend.
This evening, we present a proclamation to rename our city to Swifty Clara and name Taylor Swift as honorary mayor on July 28th and 29th.
So the Santa Clara mayor announced Swifty Clara proclamation yesterday ahead of the upcoming Eras Tour stop. Of course, you know, if you're the mayor of the town, obviously you're getting a big revenue boost with the bed tax, the hotel stays, the restaurants, all that stuff. So I'm surprised that other towns haven't done this so far. But,
yeah. I know, I think maybe Tampa gave her, like, the key to the city. So I know people have done, like, things like this. So I'm wondering who's going to one-up the mayor.
Yeah.
I think this has been the biggest one. Also, coming out of some royal news, or maybe ex-royals, rumor has it that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are having some issues. They're taking some time apart to figure things out. So this is coming from maybe not always super reliable Radar Online quotes, saying a source says that Harry doesn't fit in with Meghan's tacky Tinseltown world, but an insider tells Page Six that any speculation of them breaking up is false. It's totally made up. So we will have to see in maybe the next coming months or so how that couple's doing.
Yeah, Gracie, a question from a texter right in your wheelhouse here. When's the last time CMT showed videos?
I mean, I don't even know. I know they show them on their like Instagram a lot, and but I don't even know what channel it's on cable now. Like, I think they still do show videos. I don't know how many people watch it, but
okay. Well, maybe just, it was online where they pulled it down, or I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe their website. I'll have to look into it. I'll look into it during
there
this break here. But it is kind of interesting that, I don't know, it's his music video. He can kind of put what he wants in it.
And I don't think, you know, I don't think Jason Aldean's getting canceled just because I think, you know, the overwhelming, the demographics of country listeners.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I think this, if anything, a lot of people, I would think, that actually listen to Jason Aldean are enjoying the video and supporting him. So,
yeah. And you said that he and his wife are very outspoken about their political views. So
he's very open about, I mean, I think he even has like a clothing line with his wife, and they have like unapologetically conservative shirts. So, I mean, they're not hiding it at all. Yeah, that's from Jason Aldean in the country world. But I'll get that answer. We are going to get a quick break here.
Yeah.
It's 5:50 right now. Come back with some wacky and weird stories, as well as some good news. And that's all in Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM. A rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, welcome into Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. The wedding vows that we all say, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, sickness and in health, till death do us part, right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. Does worse mean if your husband is suspected of being a serial killer? So the wife of the suspected Gilgo Beach murders filing for divorce today. Asa Ellerup, the wife of Rex Huerman, filed for divorce in Suffolk County Court today. That's just in from New York there. That was that news breaking just a couple of minutes ago. But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. I mean, why are you looking at that? What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know. I'm happy for her to get that divorce. Usually I'm thinking, oh, they could work through it, but maybe not on this one.
5:55. Gracie's got an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We still have delays on 98. That's going to be going throughout Gulf Breeze proper. So had a small accident there a little while ago. Looking like it's getting cleared up, but we still are seeing some slight delays. If you see anything else on the roads, any details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We also are looking good for weather. Really hot and really dry all week long with the heat advisory going in effect for tomorrow. We have a heat advisory in effect for tonight or today going till 7 p.m. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 77. It's 91 throughout Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this is brought to you by ECUA. So ECUA's bulk service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and you can learn more, of course, at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. So some wacky and weird stories. A 19-year-old in Georgia was arrested for doing donuts right in front of the police station. So a guy named James Brown, he has no relation to the singer, but he was charged with reckless driving. He was doing some donuts right in front of the police station, and it seems like this may be a little bit of a pattern for him. He cannot stop doing donuts because he has two other incidents on his record for the same offense.
Grace, I'm going to paint you a picture. You're flying to Japan, and you come across a service that allows you to rent clothes from this particular airline for as little as $28 for up to 2 weeks. They pitch it to you as being, hey, you won't have to pack so much clothes. You can just have your carry-on luggage, your unmentionables, because that's not a part of this. But what do you think? Are you in on being able to rent clothes for a couple of weeks?
I don't think I would want to do that from an airline, because there are companies that you can like rent bags from. Like, you don't want to pack a bunch of handbags on a trip, you can rent bags. Or there's this place called Rent the Runway, and you can rent like outfits for weddings and stuff. From an airline, I don't know if I'd think it was that clean. I'm not against renting clothes. That's basically what I'm saying.
So
I don't know if I'd want to do it from the airline.
I'm actually willing to give the airline the benefit of the doubt on this because it is Japan. So Japan culturally, it's a lot different over there. And so when they say that, you know, it's going to be, you know, cleaned, I'm going to take them at their word for this. But yeah, so it's a new service for as little as $28 for up to 2 weeks. The idea, of course, to minimize luggage as much as possible. It's called Anywhere, W-E-A-R, Anywhere, W-H-E-R-E. Travelers can rent up to 8 outfits in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large. I'm probably not qualifying for this right now.
Yeah, just
give
wait.
It a few months. But they'll even deliver them directly to your hotel. I wonder if you get to like pick the clothes, or if you just say, "Hey, I want 8 outfits in a size medium," and send them to my hotel room. So that would be another question that I would have. By the way, the service does not, if you're wondering, include underwear. So you would have to bring your own.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not renting clothes from Spirit.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, another weird one coming from the famous Tiger King celebrity. Make way for the Tiger King on the 2024 presidential ballot. That's right. A campaign for Joseph Maldonado, better known as Joe Exotic, announced yesterday as he's raising funds for the presidential ballot for New Hampshire. So he's going to be running as a Democrat. He is serving 21 years in federal prison on a sentence that's charging, including for the murder for hire plot against the rival wildlife park operator, Carol Baskin.
Also, a veteran celebrating his 104th birthday credits his ability to make it this long to his two good friends.
People always say, well, what do you attribute to? And I always say, well, I have two good friends. Oh, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. Yeah, those are my two good friends. They helped me along.
That's Arthur Walters Jr. Happy birthday to him. He served in the Air Force during World War II as a lead navigator in B-17s. 5:59 now, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes for another rundown of everything going on in your world today on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Being forced to leave their homes. Why complex managers have told them to leave.